This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us on the radio waves. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we got Discord on-air call-in lines. There's three of them available to you, and you can sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. The call-in lines are the top three channels, and there are other channels, too, where you can discuss either via text or there are voice channels even on the Discord server, and it's free to use, so it's a lot of fun to connect with some of the other listeners and hosts of Free Talk Live. So head over to discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Riley.
And Daryl.
Riley Blake's here with us from Utah. He is the producer of the Daily Digest version of Free Talk Live, which you're if you're a podcast subscriber, you are automatically given access to those Daily Digests. And I did mention at the beginning of the show that there are digest-only feeds, or a digest-only feed, and then there's also the full show feed. You can find both of those over at feeds.freetalklive.com. Should you wish to subscribe to the Daily Digest on its own, you can do that. Once again, feeds.freetalklive.com. It's like a 20-30 minute version.
Right. I do want to say for those who listen to the digest, while I'm here in New Hampshire, I'm probably not going to be keeping up with the digest as well as I normally do. So,
gotcha.
Be patient.
That's all right. You will get to them. All right. So you're gonna get caught up at some point.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. All right. You'll probably have a little bit of downtime, and you do have your laptop here with you. And
yep, I do.
Is that the computer on which you're normally editing those?
Yeah, that's the computer I use to record my podcast. It's the computer I use to edit the digest.
We didn't mention your podcast yet. It's anarchoagenda.libsyn.com. That's anarchoagenda.libsyn.com. You were telling me today you were over 70 episodes now.
Yep. And Anarcho Agenda is A-N-A-R-C-H-O, agenda.libsyn, L-I-B-S-Y-N. And I want to start taking the show in a slightly different direction. We can talk about that later in the show.
Cool. Let's get back to Matthew. He's on the line with us in Louisiana, listening on YouTube or watching on YouTube. Matthew, you were saying that there was some senator from New Hampshire, one of the state senators, had gone down to Louisiana.
Gary Daniels, I think it was.
And was talking about all kinds of things. And I guess you had some questions or you wanted to relate to the story.
Well, what he had mentioned was that, and I don't know if he was being ironic when he mentioned this. This is on the Jeff Carrere Politics with a Punch show, and he had mentioned that the electricity rates being high were kind of surprising because y'all subsidize green energy up there. And I was thinking to myself, well, that's not really a surprise,
mm-hmm.
because that is the least effective way of producing large amounts of electricity at the lowest cost possible.
I didn't know. I don't know a whole lot about the electrical situation here. I'm not aware of whatever subsidies exist. I don't doubt that some do, but I don't know at what levels or how that all factors in. I know they did, several years ago, they did do some level of deregulation on the power. I think it's the supply, not the delivery. I think it's the supply side. So there's like two sides of the power bill here in New Hampshire where one service is the supply of the power, the other service is the delivery of the power. And they took one of those sides and decentralized it, made it so that other companies could offer lower rates for that side of the service.
Right. And I know that there's something that's referred to as REGI, that is the Regional Greenhouse Something Initiative, that some kind of interstate compact that New Hampshire's entered into with all of the neighboring states. That's all I really know about it, is that it's a thing, it exists, and it's called REGI. But
I know a guy named REGI. He could beat up anybody in elementary school.
Yeah, probably not the same REGI.
a hint, if you want cheaper electricity, the way to get it is good old-fashioned heat conversion steam. Coal,
steam,
or natural gas.
Okay.
Or you could burn rubber tires, but who wants to be downwind of that?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share tonight about your thoughts on New Hampshire?
No, I think y'all are doing pretty good. Y'all are like number 17 in the rich state versus poor state ALEC conference, which is the American Legislative Exchange Council. And they're really smart people, so I guess you could call them smart Alex.
It's cute. Hey, Matthew, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE like freedom.
Now, one thing that New Hampshire is at number one on is the freedom in the 50 states rankings.
And that's why I'm here, because I want to be in the freest state in the United States. I think it's one of the best places to be when it comes to liberty, because
it sure is, yeah.
You guys are doing a lot of great work here promoting the ideas of liberty. You're pushing for more liberty in a state that still, it needs work because this is the Free State Project.
Right.
But you are moving toward more liberty, and that's important.
And, in fact, I just actually got a letter yesterday or the day before with my endorsement from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Daryl, you and I are both running as candidates in the election here in the Cheshire County, New Hampshire area, in this Monadnock region, as it's called. You're running as a state rep candidate as the Libertarian Party here in Keene, the city in which we are doing this show. And I'm doing the state Senate seat for District 10, so it's a larger area. But we both received an endorsement from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and I was pleased to see that the Liberty Alliance, for those that don't know, this is a group of pretty libertarian folks who formed an activist group, a sort of political action activism group, more than a decade ago, I believe it was.
I think it's been about 15
Maybe
years.
Maybe about 15 years, yeah.
Because
I think
it was formed just before New Hampshire was chosen as the destination state for the Free State Project.
Or thereabouts, yeah. So they have been, for years, have been rating all of the state representatives and state senators on their voting records. Now, we can quibble about which votes they're looking at, but still, they are looking at a bunch of votes, and they're coming out with what they call the Liberty Rankings, where they give, like, basically a report card to 400 state representatives, because New Hampshire has a very large state legislature, and then 24 senators. And the good news was, in the letter that they sent with the endorsement, was they're tightening up their endorsement requirements, meaning that they're not just going to endorse as many people. They're going to make it so you, if you're a current state senator or a current state representative, you have to have at least a B-plus on the Liberty rankings now.
Okay, I think it used to be at least a B.
Yeah.
But most people, when they think of like a B rating, they're thinking, oh, so when I was in school, if I got like an 84, that was a B. If I got like an 88, that was a B-plus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the way the NHLA does their things is they have much broader numbers that are involved in, say, an A-plus, to where, you know, like what basically was a C in high school would still be a B from the NHLA.
Well, either way, it was nice to see that they were tightening up their requirements, which will mean that, you know, they're not going to be endorsing the lesser, less liberty-oriented candidates. And they also tightened up their score requirements on the, so, you know, they send out questionnaires to all of the candidates. So obviously they know how the incumbents have been voting.
Right.
But candidates like you and I, Daryl, all they have to go on are the questionnaires that we fill out.
Correct.
And so they've also tightened up the requirements on that, and they will only endorse people who score above or 85% and above now. So it was good to see that happening, and that's an indicator that they're becoming more influential. People are, if they are more influential, and they are, and people are seeking their endorsement, well, then they've got to have the voting record to back it up. And, and who knows? Maybe they're going to tighten it up to an A-minus, you know, in the next couple of years. So
good.
I hope
and
that they continue with
one
that.
One thing that I thought was rather interesting, and not interesting enough to do some kind of full report on, the NHCLU, which is the New Hampshire affiliate of the ACLU, they came out with a scorecard for the first time this year.
Oh, yeah.
And the only state reps to wind up getting what I would consider to be like a B-plus or higher, meaning high 80s, from both organizations were the Libertarians. The Republicans that got really high ratings from the NHLA wound up getting scores that were in the 30s, 40s,
wow.
and below from the ACLU.
That's because the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, as you pointed out, leaves out some what you would consider critical liberty issues.
Specifically things dealing with voting rights.
There's more coming up here in moments. Did they rank prostitution in the Liberty Alliance this year? I feel like they did.
I don't recall.
All right, well, they're pretty darn good, though, and there's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Oh, wait, no, we don't.
Yeah, you
messed up again. I've been messing up.
I need to go get that Skype jar.
Riley's got a walking stick. He could just cane me with it if he wanted to. But no, we don't have Skype anymore. It is crappy. They've made it even worse than it has ever been, and so we dumped it earlier this week. Discord.lrn.fm is where you can go if you want to get a high-quality connection to the studio and sound almost like you're sitting here with us. Once again, check that out at discord.lrn.fm. And I do want you to know about bitcoin.com. That is where you can go to learn the basics about cryptocurrency. Get started over at bitcoin.com. Or maybe you already know the basics and you want to get the latest news headlines. Well, they've got those too. Just go to news.bitcoin.com. They're updated every single day from around the planet. That's news.bitcoin.com, and there's so much more there. You can get your first Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash through the site, and you can even join the Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash mining pools that they have. So go and learn more and get started at bitcoin.com. We go to Corey. He's calling from Utah. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Riley and Daryl.
Hey, guys. Hey, Riley.
Hey, Corey.
Hey, Corey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Riley invited me to listen in tonight, so I did.
Oh, okay.
Corey and I are pretty good friends.
I haven't listened to guys in about 4 or 5 years, actually. So,
oh, wow. Has it been that long since we've been on the radio in St. George? It probably has.
It's actually been a couple of years, so, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a few years now. I don't live in St. George anymore. I live in Salt Lake City.
Ah, gotcha.
I actually am calling in. I kind of with like a little personal experience, kind of want to discuss as you guys are
going
over.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Student loan debt. I work for the largest student loan refinancer in the world. We refinance government student loans and private student loans at a kind of a more affordable rate for most students.
Gotcha.
And it's my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, it's my understanding that private student loans are near impossible to actually get nowadays?
Depends on your, we don't actually give out student loans. We actually just refinance them. But from what I've understood is that private student loans are easy to get if you go into the right field. So if somebody goes into like the medical field where they can guarantee that they'll get paid back, they can get them a lot easier.
Okay.
If someone goes into a liberal arts degree, private student loans are way harder to get.
Okay.
That's because you can't make much money off of liberal arts degrees.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's crazy though, to work in this industry right now, and I on average see people on a regular basis, I see people who are in debt over $100,000 once they get out of school.
Yeah.
And
that
so,
is four times the average.
Is that when they're coming to you? Is as soon as they get out of school, they're like, I got to do something about this immediately, or do they, you know, only really come in 5, 6, 10 years later? What's typical?
It's mostly people who are right now, it happens when they do get out of school. A lot of it's been when they get out of school. Sometimes it's when we're to be honest, my company is kind of picky on who they select in a lot of areas. And it can be a little picky in that area because if they try to do it right out of school, they try to apply. A lot of the times they don't make enough money to actually qualify to refinance their student loans. So that's just kind of how it goes. A lot of these people who get out of school, they're $65,000 in debt. I mean, even more, and $100,000 in debt, and they can't, and they make $32,000 a year.
because they got a degree in some area in which they can't actually get a job, they're then relegated to working at as a barista or something like that, and they're not making the kind of money that they would need to qualify for a refi on their student loan. Is that what you're saying?
No, they don't in most cases. No. And yeah, it's kind of the thing that I is, having worked there now, the experience I get a lot of the time is it's not the student loans that get you. People, in a lot of ways, can end up paying off their student loans. It's when they get out of school, what really happens is when they get people on an income-based repayment plan, which really just destroys you financially for the rest of your life.
What does that mean, income-based repayment plan? Is that like is that like child support?
Kind of where I wanted to go over. Like, this is why this is the real reason, like having kind of gone into this, one of the major reasons that people that student loan income, that debt is increasing. An income-based repayment plan doesn't give you a payment that doesn't cover all of the interest or print, doesn't get you on a set schedule to pay off the loan. They then they get people on a payment that's like $35 or $100 or $150 a month set for these people who only make a certain amount a year for the rest of their lives, but the interest still accrues the same way.
So it's like the people that wind up paying the minimum balance on a credit card.
It's going to last
forever.
They're
never touching the principal.
Right. So it'll last for the rest of their lives, and they won't. All they'll do is they'll just pay interest the entire time, basically.
Yes. Yes. They will continue to accrue interest.
Yeah.
And I get calls about these all the time.
Do you work in like a phone room, or do you actually have like an office where people come in and consult with you?
No, I work in a phone room. We're an online.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it's all phone in that area.
But so you just basically get to hear all these college nightmare loan stories all day long. This is just basically your job. You hear all these horrifying situations.
There's definite, like, when we can refinance people and save them money on government loans and private loans, it's a fantastic feeling, obviously. But obviously,
it's good for them because they can't get out of that debt, right? Like the college loan debt, they can't just bankruptcy that.
Right. It's federally guaranteed. They cannot wipe it away through a bankruptcy, or I've heard even death doesn't wipe it away.
Ooh, that's not good.
What happens when they die?
Yeah, in most cases, death will wipe it out.
Okay.
It depends on the servicer, though, that you're with, which is the person who they're making the payments through when they're doing it. It depends on the servicer if death will do it. But
Corey, thanks for sharing your experience here tonight. Feel free to do more in the future if you got other stories that you want to tell about that world. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And the Discord on-air call-in line room. There's actually three of those waiting for you over at discord.lrn.fm. We got more on the way about socialism and people in America who seem to believe in it, despite all the evidence against forced wealth redistribution.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
USA Radio News.
Firefighters in Northern and Southern California are continuing to fight wildfires. Yesterday, Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency for Orange and Riverside counties as firefighters are battling to keep the fires out of Southern California neighborhoods. These Southern California residents were forced to evacuate.
It is a nightmare. It's so horrible. just want this to be over. Never will think it's going to burn like that. Wind, smoke, everything together. There's no place to go for me, but, you know, we'll figure something out.
Four women who used to work at Nike have filed a federal lawsuit against the company, alleging it violated state and federal equal pay laws and fostered a work environment that allowed sexual harassment. And your final numbers on Wall Street for this week, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 196 points today to close the week at 25,313. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Then there's our Discord on-air call-in lines, which are available to you at discord.lrn.fm. As we continue joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Riley.
And Daryl.
And we're going to continue, of course, taking your calls and thoughts. But also, we've got the story from Foundation for Economic Education that we started the show out with. And we're actually almost done with it, so we'll jump back into that. They were talking about the Venezuelan starvation situation, which, of course, we hadn't described it as starvation previously because we hadn't gotten any reports of people dying from starvation. But now those reports are coming in from Venezuela. People were definitely going pretty hungry, skipping meals, barely able to acquire any kind of sustenance of any meaningful, you know, level.
Right.
Standing in lines for hours at a time just to try to get a hold of the most basic foodstuffs. It's been just an absolute nightmare for the people living there, and now you've got children who are dying of just straight-up starvation, according to the New York Times. And so even in the face of all of this evidence against socialism, people continue to support it, and that's what Foundation for Economic Education is looking at, is, you know, why could somebody continue to support this system that has proven time and time and time again to punish people?
It's not real socialism. That's why they think they can support this idea.
That's definitely what it is that, you know, they say to justify their continuing beliefs in socialism.
Right.
But let's go on here with the story because they end up talking about the good intentions of these socialists, that they don't really see the evil that they're doing. They may see, they may notice some of the negative outcomes, but they'll blame that on other things that don't necessarily have a large role in it. Like in Venezuela, it's a convenient scapegoat to blame the United States for all of their problems. And the same right. thing was true in North Korea until recently, until the Trump summit with Kim Jong-un seemed to kind of change the direction of things there. But Hugo Chavez, of course, started this ball rolling, and now he passed away several years ago. Now Nicolas Maduro, which was his right-hand man originally, is now the president of the country, and he's just, you know, he's barreling ahead full speed into more socialism, even while this week admitting recently that he has been wrong about some things, not admitting that socialism is the problem, and that's what he was wrong about, but continuing to cook up some sort of a scheme to where he believes it's going to change things there. So they're talking about these good intentions. Professor Owen Williamson, this is again according to the Foundation of Economic Education, Williamson is of the University of Texas. He might say President Carter has fallen victim to the logical fallacy of the argument from motives. Because they're referring to a quote that Carter said about Hugo Chavez, talking about how his intentions were really good, how he wanted to improve the lives of his fellow countrymen, even though he didn't agree, or Chavez, or excuse me, Carter didn't agree with all of his methods. Falsely, quote, this is the argument from motives, quote, falsely justifying or excusing evil or vicious actions because of the perpetrator's apparent purity of motive or lack of malice, unquote. In his book Capitalism and Freedom, Milton Friedman argued there were two threats to freedom, external and internal. In 1962, Friedman pointed to the Soviet Union as an external threat. Seeing an internal danger, Friedman argued, is more difficult because it's far more subtle. Quote, it's the internal threat coming from men of good intentions and goodwill who wish to reform us. Impatient with the slowness of persuasion and example to achieve the great social changes that they envision, they're anxious to use the power of the state to achieve their ends and confident of their own ability to do so. Yet if they gained the power, they would fail to achieve their immediate aims and in addition would produce a collective state from which they would recoil in horror and of which they would be among the first victims. Well, I don't know about them being the first victims because, I mean, Nicolas Maduro is the last victim of socialism in Venezuela. So I'm not sure what Friedman's referring to there. The people in power are not the first victim of socialism. They are insulated from the punishment of socialism. They,
right.
They
but definitely the supporters of socialism are the first victims.
Well, certainly the rank and file. Yeah, I mean the ones in the streets are the victims, but the people who
the
work,
lower class,
right? The people who work for the state are more likely to get, you know, a meal on
the table.
They're
the last victims,
right? They're the last victims, but it will hit them. I mean, the soldiers. We saw stories in Venezuela about soldiers stealing animals and butchering them because they didn't have enough food coming in from the military. So,
right.
they take care of the state's going to take care of its own for as long as they can,
right?
Because you don't want the soldiers turning against you and having yourself an uprising or a coup. Going on here from the story, that concentrated power is not rendered harmless by the good intentions of those who create it. And that's become among Friedman's most famous ideas. His warning is ignored today by those believing that good intentions of politicians like Bernie Sanders or congressional candidate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez will render their destructive policies harmless. Friedman challenged his readers to consider, quote, which, if any, of the great reforms of past decades has achieved its objectives? Have the good intentions of the proponents of these reforms been realized? Unquote. Related to the good intentions fallacy is the positive thinking fallacy. As Professor Williamson puts it, positive thinking is an immensely popular but deluded modern fallacy of logos that because we are thinking positively, that in itself somehow biases external objective reality in our favor even before we lift a finger to act. Let us grant good intentions to today's cadres of democratic socialists. Let us assume they are thinking positively, no matter. No good intentions or positive thoughts will overcome how reality works. The destructive outcomes of socialism will follow as history repeats itself.
And you know what they say about the road to hell?
It's paved with good intentions.
Paved with good intentions. And, you know,
there's a reason they say that.
Continues that you know that hell has a government because they have a paved road.
I had not heard that variant.
That's cute.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I think I saw that on Facebook not too long ago. It's hilarious, though. You know, because the claim is that libertarians just absolutely hate roads, and the only reason we have roads is because governments,
right.
Something, even though, you know, like, that's not at all
right.
true.
And so the road to hell is paved with good intentions, yes. and you reap what you sow. And that's what people ignore, is they ignore the violence of the system. They ignore the violence of the state, the idea of this coercive government that we have, where it justifies the use of threatening violence and actual violence against our peaceful neighbors in order to get them to go along with some sort of redistribution program or some mandates or licenses right. or requirements or don't do the things they don't want you to do or, you know, whatever it is that these people in power at the moment, whether they be Trump or whether they be Clinton or their adherents, it doesn't matter who's in charge. No matter what their intentions are, if they're using violence, if they're using the threat of force, aggressive force, to try to achieve these goals, then you are sowing the seeds of violence and you're sowing the seeds of, you know, threats against your neighbors. And those are going to result in unintended consequences and right. and destruction every single time. And yes, you may be able to point to somebody who's received a handout from the government and say, see, it's working.
Hey, they're helping blind people with handouts from the government. It's great.
They are. I wouldn't blame you for taking some of those handouts if they were there.
What's the famous Harry Brown quote? Government's good at breaking your leg, giving you a crutch, and then saying, see, without us, you couldn't walk.
That's right. Harry Brown, the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate in the year 1996 and 2000. One of the last great Libertarian Party candidates for president. So that's the story from the Foundation for Economic Education. I know, Daryl, you had a related piece that you had wanted to share about the myth of socialism in the Scandinavian countries.
Yeah, specifically in Sweden. And this, I guess,
this is the typical rebuttal
right.
to us pointing out, oh, look at the horrors of Venezuela. Well, look at how great things are in Sweden. Everything's wonderful.
Right. So, again, article from Fee, and I'm not reading the entire thing because Fee articles are incredibly long, but a little bit of backstory. They say in the 1960s, Sweden started to redistribute wealth, which brought wealth creation to a halt. By the mid-1990s, the country had growing economic problems because it continued to redistribute wealth it was not creating. It was at this juncture that many of the wealthy, including the members of the band ABBA, and other entrepreneurs began leaving Sweden.
Uh-oh.
In 1994, Sweden began implementing the following measures designed to reverse this trend.
Let's talk about
reducing regulation, reducing spending, and reforming welfare programs.
Really? All right, let's get into it here, and you can share your thoughts. So is Sweden really a socialist paradise? They don't even call themselves socialists, do they? There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will bring network, economic, and technical improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available on Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com. Zencash.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio here. Talk about what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. And if you're new to Discord, I guess it can be a little bit confusing. We got a guy from the Twitch chat room who says he's in there for the first time ever, trying to get him to join the on-air call-in lines. They're the first three rooms there. It's basically Discord as a chat server. There's text rooms, there's voice rooms. So there are voice rooms right at the top of our list of rooms. And you just click on the room that you want to join. You can join any one of them. It doesn't matter which line that you join. We'll see you in there, and then we'll join you, and you'll be on the air with us. It is that simple. And it tends to work pretty well. So head over to discord.lrn.fm. You can do that there.
Now, one bit of info that I found out on Monday when I was in a conference call that happened to have been using a Discord server is if you're using the web version, the voice chat doesn't work properly.
So oh, really? Okay.
If you're on a laptop, you will need to download. You will need to download the program.
That figures, but good to know about that. The good news is the app's available for whatever operating system, Linux, Mac, Windows, and or smartphone devices, iOS, Android, it's there. So it makes it easy. And with your smartphone, there's like almost no configuration that you have to do. You just have to log in and you join the right rooms. So we're going to continue here. It's Ian Riley and Daryl in the studio tonight. We're going to the phones, in fact, to the Discord chat room or the call-in line room where Rauco is on the line here. Rauco, you're on Free Talk Live. Where are you calling from tonight?
From Germany.
Germany. All right. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, I don't know how much you know about European systems in healthcare and how much we pay for healthcare and how good it is. And I think, for example, I think in the 80s in London, the water supply system, which was, I think, sorry, are you looking for words?
That's all right. You're doing fine.
Was made by the city, was going to a private company.
Okay.
And that's been plenty of times in Europe when this happened, and every time the water got more expensive with less quality. In London, they had insects in the tap water. Yeah. And for example, in Germany, our tap water is better in quality than any bottled water.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what you're saying is...
For example, and the water system in Germany is mostly in the hands of the cities.
Yeah. So what you're saying is you believe that when the government turns over a government service...
No, government. The cities. It's made by the cities. The service for
city
water,
government.
Water supplies...
The city government.
No, it's not the government. It's the cities. It's
what's
the
difference?
The difference?
Yeah, so you're saying the city isn't the government in Germany?
It's well, it's part of organizing...
Is there a municipal government or not?
In Germany, where do you live in Germany?
In southwestern Germany.
What's the city? Do you mind?
It's close to Frankfurt.
Okay, so let's use Frankfurt.
Does Frankfurt have a mayor? Do they have a city council?
Some sort
of course.
Structure.
All right. And does that mayor and city council oversee whatever the water system thing is, or is it some other entity that just happens to exist within Frankfurt that oversees the water?
It's different. In some cities, it's in some cities it's organized like in I don't know the word. Genossenschaft. It's they have to guarantee to give the service, for example, water in the area, and.
When you pay for the water
Making profit or making too much profit, to sustain the system, to pay the people who work for it, and so on.
Now, when you pay the water bill in Frankfurt, let's say in the city of Frankfurt, when you pay the water bill, do you write a check? And if so, to whom is the check made out to? Do you know?
To the service provider. It depends on the local service provider who maintains the water system.
Do they have a name though? Does the service provider have a name?
Yes, they always have names. So sure.
So right. What's an example?
Frankfurt Department of Water, or is it
City of Frankfurt?
City of Frankfurt.
What would you write if you were going to write a check to pay for your water bill? What would you write on the check?
I live in a flat and I pay
they
my
take
rent.
Care of it.
It's part of my rent.
I see.
That's it.
So you wouldn't know then exactly. So in most places.
I could know if I would care about it, but I have excellent water. I can drink and drive from the tap on.
Right.
For most people,
this is a completely transparent service. It's something they don't think about. It's included in their apartment rent, and they don't have to think about who it's going to. In most places, as I understand it, where the government handles the water, which is the way it is in most places. Now, you're saying in some European cities they've turned it over to a private corporation, but in most places, like here in Keene, New Hampshire, the water is handled by the city government. It's the city of Keene who handles the water purification and the water distribution and delivery and the sewer system. In most cities, that's the way it works.
Right.
But what you told me at the beginning of your call was that when the European cities have tried to turn this over to a private corporation, the costs have gone up. You mentioned that in the UK, or London, I think it was, that there were insects found in the water, so quality went down, price went up, and this is your example of how the market has failed. Is that right?
Yes. For example, next example in Great Britain.
Before you go on with another example, let's talk about the. Let's talk about the first example before you go on with another one. Because what you're not talking about there is a free market in anything. You're talking about a restricted market.
Water provider that you're talking about in this alleged market.
Right, and they were given a monopoly by the local government.
Right, you're talking about a sweetheart deal for some corporation that almost guarantee you has a connection to somebody in the city council, some corporation who knows the city councilors, has lined their pockets, and has gotten a deal out of them, and they get to take it over, and there's very little accountability. So it's not a surprise. This is the same with like a charter school here in the United States, where the government will give the ability to run a school to some private corporation. Sometimes they do a better job, sometimes they don't.
But here's the thing with the charter schools that most people want to completely ignore. The charter schools are still funded 100% by taxpayers.
Yeah, that's true.
But they're envisioned and put out there as some kind of alternative to a government-run school.
But, I mean, in the same way, the the water systems are still being given out by the contracts are being given out by the government. I was just giving that as an example of a contract.
How are your fire workers organized in the United States?
It depends. Some places they are volunteer fire departements. Here,
sure. But also, you also have in bigger cities, I think you have professional.
Yeah. Here in Keene, they are government-funded fire departments. But before you go on to fire departments, we need to make it clear that when the government gives a sweetheart deal to a corporation, you're almost guaranteed to get worse service. We see this in the private prison systems here in the United States.
Yeah.
So that's not the free marketplace. It's not freedom at all. It's a government, not make work program, but it's a government guarantee, basically. Guaranteed business.
Maybe water supply is a bad
Let's go on to the next one now, then.
So, for a free market, because I think we all agree that it wouldn't be cheaper if you make it, because it makes no sense to lay multiple companies' tubes under the road.
I tend to agree with you. I think it's an interesting challenge to look at the question of how do we get from here to there? How do we get from having this one-size-fits-all government water system, which arguably, because of volume and, costs, could be done cheaper than having a bunch of systems interlocking and competing, and would any other corporation really even want to come in and lay a bunch of, water pipes? The cost of that would be tremendous.
And then let's talk about the boondoggle from my hometown in Alabama, where the county commission wound up, I think it was $1 billion worth of debt that they accrued on some sewer expansion. They wound up getting in so much debt that now they send a bill to every house in the county, even if that county is not connected to the sewer.
Wow. All right, so go on, Rocco.
Yeah, well,
And do me a favor, back off your, do me a favor for just a quick tech check for you. Back off your microphone like an inch, and then I think you're going to sound a lot better.
Better like this?
We'll try it. Go ahead.
Okay, but for healthcare, I mean, it's the costs for the same treatment and medication in most European systems are cheaper than in the United States. That's just a fact. I mean, same operation, same treatment, same medication is.
I thought the medication was. I thought healthcare was free. Is it not free over there to the end user?
In Germany, I mean, if you're, for example...
Hold that thought. If you can hang on, we'll continue talking to you. It's up to you, though. More with Rocco, possibly in hour number three coming up here. He's in Germany. It's Free Talk Live.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized, my diabetes normalized, my sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com. Or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.